This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
With another scorching summer approaching, authorities are pleading with swimmers to use caution as the number of people drowning has jumped by 10% since last year. Australia is world famous for its beautiful beaches. Unfortunately, they are also a prime location for tragedy. Figures released by the Royal Lifesaving Society Australia show that during the last 12 months, 276 people fatally drowned in Australia. That's a 10% increase on the year before. Many drowning incidents involved recent migrants and new arrivals, says Stacey Pidgeon from the Royal Lifesaving Society Australia.
We've done a 10-year drowning analysis of people who were born overseas, which did show that 27% of total drowning deaths were actually people who were born overseas.
The main reasons for this high percentage of fatalities are inexperience with the dangers of the beach and a lack of swimming skills, says Stacey Pidgeon.
We know people coming from backgrounds where recreating and socialising around water isn't the norm. Lots of people might come from countries where water is more used for work purposes or for chores and those types of things. So when they come to Australia, they want to get into the Australian way of life but never really had the skills or experience to be safe around the water.
And there is another important factor that contributes greatly to drownings.
We also know that alcohol plays a major factor as well, and that's for people of all backgrounds, regardless. Unfortunately, alcohol is a bit of an issue that's related to an increase in drowning deaths.
Clinton Rose is the Beaches Services Manager for the Northern Beaches Council, which includes the famous Manly Surf Beach. He says there are clear messages everybody who comes for a visit must follow to have a safe swim.
Don't swim unless there's some flags up, and make sure that you swim between the flags. Get those basic messages across, and also learn how to swim. Enjoy yourself, come down the beach, but you've got to be able to swim first.
Clinton Rose says if there's any doubt whether it's safe to go into the water, talk to the lifeguards on the beach.
There is some inherent dangers, but if you can do some research, even if it's on the internet, talk to lifesavers when you come to the beach, get them to show you where the dangers are and where you shouldn't swim, you're going to be in a much better position to look after yourself as well.
Drowning happens quickly. An adult can lose consciousness in about 1 minute. That's why it's important to call for help promptly, says Clinton Rose.
First thing is, do not panic, because if you panic, what happens is you use up a lot of energy, and what happens is your brain gets starved of oxygen, you can't think clearly. So the best thing is to try and float on your back as best as you can float, and you put your hand in the air and you yell for help. Now, what happens is that a lot of other people, not just the lifeguards, are aware of what to do. You might have a board rider come over and help you, might be another swimmer. But the most important thing is not to panic and just to float. And if you start to get into trouble, don't feel embarrassed. Make sure you ask for help early.
Gurnam Singh is the founder of the Australian Indian Sports Educational and Cultural Society, which assists foreign students to fully enjoy their experience in Australia. He says informing new arrivals about Australia's unique beach culture and the dangers of currents in the water is part of what the not-for-profit organisation does. Gurnam Singh says some new arrivals put their lives at risk through ignorance.
But it's not just only I'm talking about swimming. Maybe some people, they just go for extra mile to take a selfie or maybe taking a photo. Like, I think the last year there was an incident, then someone is taking a selfie and he just fall down and he just died.
For all new migrants heading for the beach, Gurnam Singh has this advice.
Always remember the golden rule to stay safe. When in doubt, don't go out, especially on the beach.
The same rule applies to rock fishing, which is popular with members from many migrant communities. Rock fishing has been dubbed the most dangerous sport in Australia. Every year, high tides, slippery conditions and surging waves are claiming the lives of the inexperienced. Stacey Pidgeon says it's important to minimise the risk of drowning.
So we do encourage people and recommend that people wear a life jacket whenever they go fishing, whether it be off a boat or off rocks. You never know. People do get swept into the water and they don't intend to be in the water, so a life jacket can save your life.
Being a volunteer lifeguard may appear like a dream job. It combines working on some of the most beautiful beaches in the world while at the same time helping to save lives. A lot of training is required for the job, but Clinton Rose says there are opportunities for people from all backgrounds.
We have people that come from Europe, from South America. At present, we've got a gentleman who's from a Greek background, who is a very good lifeguard. This gentleman has done some amazing rescues. So it doesn't necessarily matter where you're from, as long as you can learn and understand what the ocean's about, you could work as a lifeguard.
The feature on how to prevent drowning was prepared by Wolfgang Müller. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.